That's pretty crazy. Nice. Yeah, we're not doing anything yet. No, but they can only hear me right now. Because I'm still fucking with stuff, but... Yeah. We said 9:30. Fuck off. Fuck off. Okay. Now you should be mixed in as well.
Okay.
Say something.
Cactus.
Cactus.
I really don't want to retell that story, though. Yeah, but I had to go get the gun out. So I thought they were, like, trolling in front of my place. I was ready to start busting some cats. That'd be so crazy. Be like, sorry, Sloth, I kind of shot at some people, so I can't really be on the stream anymore.
Nice.
That'd be so... That'd be hilarious.
Ha ha!
Ha ha.
Murder!
Murder, yeah.
Take us off the stream and test music now.
Okay.
Science is the best tool ever devised for understanding how the world works.
Science is a very human form of knowledge. We are always at the brink of the node.
Science is a collaborative enterprise spanning the generations. We remember those who prepared the way. Seeing through them also.
If you're scientifically literate, the world looks very different to you. And that understanding empowers you.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
We can do science, and with it, we can improve our lives.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
The story of humans is a story of ideas that shine light into dark corners.
Scientists love mysteries. They love not knowing.
I don't feel frightened by not knowing things. I think it's much more interesting.
There's a larger universal reality of which we are all a part.
The further we probe into the universe, the more remarkable are the discoveries we make.
The quest for the truth in and of itself is a story that's filled with insights.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
We can do science, and with it, we can improve our lives.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
The story of humans is a story of ideas that shine light into dark corners.
From our lonely point in the cosmos, we have, through the power of thought, been able to peer back to a brief moment after the beginning of the universe.
I think that science changes the way your mind works, to think a little more deeply about things.
Science repeats.
replaces private prejudice with publicly verifiable evidence. There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
We can do science, and with it, we can improve our lives.
What are you, dude? What's your problem, Brian? Dude, do I have to fucking drug you again?
Okay. It did drop the stream that time again.
Mm.
We'll try this again. I'm not sure if there's actually a solution for it, though. It's weird that it won't just do silence.
Even if we just got it to play some random shit, you know.
Exactly. And I mean, it literally drops it, so Carlitos will grab it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only like a 10-second period.
Yeah.
Wanted people to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So the end got a good number. The end and Rusty got a good number. This lady, she had to get a new home phone number, and we're going to call her and tell her that, you know, that there was a problem, or, you know, ask her what the problem was and claim that we're one of her friends and shit.
Nice. This music thing one more time.
Okay.
down. I'm gonna put it 6 feet underground. He said, I'm gonna buy this place and watch it fall. Stand here beside me, baby, in the crumbling walls. Oh, I'm gonna buy this place and start a fire. Stand here until I fill all your heart's desires. Because I'm gonna buy this place and see it burn. Do back the things it did to you in return. Something worth fighting for. Oh, and I'm gonna buy this place, is what I say. Blame it upon a rush of blood to the head.
Blame it upon a rush of blood to the head.
Alright, I'm pretty sure that worked.
Good.
It's not the most professional solution in the world, but it does work.
We don't always like professionalism.
No.
We just like getting it done.
All up in your mouth.
All up in the mouth, Holmes. All up in the mouth.
I'm a little bit quiet now, though, which is worrisome. Testing. All right, guys, we'll be going live here soon. John lost connection for some reason. Yo.
Damn you, derp. That was all your fault.
I didn't do anything.
I know. It was all your fault, though.
What did you do?
You.
Are you on your Wi-Fi at school, or are you at home?
No, I'm at home.
Okay. Because I will punch you square in the mouth if you are at school.
My Skype quit. So that's why. All right. We're doing a call. We're adding Ken in. Well, this isn't Ken, this is Captain Rusty's request. What the fuck? I don't think that's a good number yet. They just posted that number and said, hey, we got a new number. So. Let's try that one.
Hello?
Hello, hey, this is Ken.
You have the wrong number, sir.
No, this is Ken Ryan.
This is somebody saying they're Ken Ryan.
I'm just kidding. This is Cliff. Hello? Hey, this is Cliff. What's up?
Who is this?
This is Cliff, right?
What's your name?
Cliff.
Your name is Cliff?
Clifford, yep.
Oh, your name is Cliff.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yeah, it was just I saw all those posts, and I'm like, hey, what's going on?
You saw what now?
I saw your Facebook post. What's been going on?
You saw my Facebook what?
I saw Robin's Facebook posts on Facebook.
You saw Robin's Facebook post. What was she posing as?
She posted that you guys had to get a new number like an hour after you got it. What happened, man?
Wait, who is this? Wait a minute.
This is here, Cliff. Robin, this is Cliff.
No, you said no. Wait a minute. Who are you calling to speak with, Robin?
No. Yeah, well, yeah, I am, but I'm just wondering what's been going on.
Do you know Robin?
Yeah, I'm Cliff. Clifford, you know?
Clifford, you know my name, Clifford? What's your last name?
Right.
Oh, just Cliff, further right.
Cliff Wright?
Yes.
Further right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We've been having all kind of crazy phone calls today. And so we were really getting a little bit worried.
Oh, my Lord, what happened?
How's Bashana?
Oh, she's doing good. She's been going to church more, so I'm proud of her. Yep.
So where is she now?
She just went to church. She sent me a text and said, I'm going to church.
This is not Cliff
West.
You said
Cliff Wright?
That's not Cliff
West. I know I am. I swear to God.
Say, no. I think you got the wrong number.
No, no. This
you
is
have the wrong number. You have the wrong number.
No, this is
you
Cliff.
Yeah, so the song's not
a you don't know who Cliff Wright is, so you have the wrong number.
No, this is Clifford. This is Cliff Wright. This is Brother Wright.
No. Describe yourself.
I'm a black man. I'm a preacher. Hallelujah, James.
He's a black man. He's a preacher. Maybe that's wrong.
That's not Cliff. You have the wrong number, sir.
No, my
you have
lord.
The wrong number.
No, I don't, ma'am.
You have the wrong number.
I'm calling about
phone sex. You have the wrong number.
Calling about
the reason
that.
I know that is
calling
because when
that.
I asked you where Bashana was, where you said she was, she's not there. I already know where she is, and
where
she's
is
not
she?
At church right now. Bye bye.
She's at church. I'm calling about phone sex. Oh, damn. Well, I thought that was kind of funny. She was joined. Okay. All right, I don't want to talk to her anymore.
Who?
That lady. I don't want to talk to her anymore. She's old news. She's gone. She's dust in the wind. Mm-hmm. All right.
Balls.
All right, let's do some science now.
Down for it.
Okay. All right. Do we want to do any? What other kind of science do we do? Do we want to do? Let's do a Walmart science. I kind of want to try it just once, just to see how it goes.
Couldn't hurt.
You never know.
I mean, we're really just fucking around right now anyway.
Yeah. I mean, we are experimenting, so we can do some science within science. So,
thank you for calling Walmart.
I can hear my echo.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's me. I'll mute.
Big fad.
Country Club Walmart, may I help you?
Hi, I need to speak to the beverage manager.
The beverage manager?
Yeah, whoever, like, handles beverages.
I know that's usually a department manager, and the department managers are not here.
Oh, I need to speak to somebody in the beverages right now.
Okay, let me see if we have someone. If we don't, let me write down actually what you're looking for, just in case we don't have anyone there.
My name is John Holloman. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a bit of an issue with some of the Gatorade going around right now.
Okay, let me see. We do have managers here, but I don't know.
I just need to speak to somebody.
Right.
You can do a science experiment with me.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I'll just call you one of the managers that we have on duty.
All right. Yep, just get him up there. Just hurry the fuck up. Just stay for us.
This is Leticia. How may I help you?
Hi, is this a manager?
Yes.
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing okay.
Okay, are you guys aware of the Gatorade issue right now?
No, sir.
Okay, there's a bit of an issue with Gatorade, as I previously stated. And pretty much I'm just calling up, we got to do a bit of an experiment right now that has been issued to us by Gatorade. It just does a quick test and see if your score has been affected.
I can barely hear you.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Yep, hello, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Okay.
Okay.
My name is John Holloman.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay.
Okay. So we're having a problem with Gatorade tonight.
You said okay. They said there's a problem with Gatorade.
Yes.
Okay. Which flavor?
It's the blue flavor. I can't remember exactly which one it is.
What's the blue flavor?
It's the Arctic Freeze flavor.
The Arctic Freeze.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much, we have to do a science experiment on the phone with you guys right now.
Okay. What do you have to do?
We have to mix them into a sink or a mop bucket, and then we have to mix it around for 30 seconds approximately. We have to do it on the phone with you. I have to hear it.
Okay, I got to get someone to do that. I'm actually in an office with an associate, so.
Okay, just get two of the blue Gatorades and one of the red Gatorades, and then a mop bucket, and bring it into your office.
Okay. Okay, let me put you on hold.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I'm getting, like, weird static right now. Can you guys hear it on the stream? About to sneeze like halfway in the call. Okay. Nothing? Alright, cool. As long as there's no static, it might be mine. I mean, I'm plugging. Coming in like waves, I swear to God. No, we're still on the stream. Remember the static thing that happened the other day? Sloth. It's the exact same. Oh, okay. I don't know what it is. Maybe it was high. Oh, okay. No. Alright, it's gone. Okay, we're good. And it's back. Okay. It's weird as shit. And it shows that you're talking, though, too, which makes it even weirder.
Ice Juice is on acid.
Yeah, I'm on acid, everybody. And you thought that Walmart science wouldn't work. Come on, man. Walmart science is gonna work. Science. Do you see the thing that somebody put out on Cacti Radio? I'm assuming it's Brad.
No, I did not.
It made for the lulz. For many lulz. I like it. I'm actually going to save that picture.
Captain Rusty is showing his kid like anybody cares about that in Tiny Chat.
Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody gives a shit about your kid, Rusty.
The Shits and Giggles show. For science. I like it. Alright, I guess this is the Shits and Giggles show. Dude, they're about to do science with us. That's, Walmart's so dumb.
Hi, this is Madge Pamela. Can I help you?
Hi, this is John Holloman. I was put on hold by a manager.
Oh, yes.
Is this you?
This is Pamela.
Oh, hi. Did you get the Gatorade, ma'am?
Did I get the Gatorade?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't remember.
Oh, we were talking a little bit earlier about doing science together and with the Gatorade recall that's going on.
Oh, you didn't talk to me about it. This is the first time I heard about this.
Okay, I need to go back on hold with the lady that I was just speaking with.
Okay, hold on. It must have been Leticia. Hold on.
Might have been. It sounds bad. Well, she was black. World Star Hip Hop puts out some crazy shit. That's a shitty video. That's hilarious.
Okay. I'm going to transfer you to where she's at, okay?
Okay, please do.
And if I transfer you wrong, because I'm on one of these weird phones, just call her back. Her name's Leticia. Okay, first let me see.
All right. That works.
I'm sorry, I'm in the bakery, so it doesn't have, I don't see transfer on here.
Oh.
But I'm going to try.
Yeah. Can you just tell her to pick up her hold or something, like go on the intercom?
Well, she can't pick up hold from this phone. This phone's just this phone, since I'm in the bakery.
Okay.
But I'm going to try first. Let me try. See if I can send her to you.
Damn it. I'll put the one in front of it, motherfucker. Oh, they hung up. God damn it. Hold on, we're calling that Walmart back. Shit balls. Shit balls, everybody. Shit balls.
We're also going to try with Sheets Tabachi. I know you know what that is. And the rest of the dudes over on the East Coast.
I used to live on the East Coast.
Thank you for calling Walmart. Can I help you?
Hi, I need to speak to Leticia.
You're with the home office or?
Yeah, I'm with the home office.
Okay, let me give a call for you, okay?
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Okay, some black lady over there is freaking out. Why are these kids so rowdy? This must be in Cleveland.
This is Jackie. Can I help you?
Yeah, I need to speak to Leticia.
Okay, Leticia is with an associate right now. Is there something I can do for you?
Yeah,
she asked me to pick up.
Okay.
She asked me to pick up the call.
This is John Holloman. I'm calling from the home office.
Hi, John.
We're doing a little bit of a science experiment right now, ordered by Gatorade. There's been an issue with some of the Gatorades, and we're just going to make sure that the affected Gatorades aren't at your store.
Okay.
So basically what I need you to do, and this is, these are steps that were told to us by Gatorade, and we need to get two of the blue Gatorades and one of the red Gatorades. And then can you take the phone to, like, a sink or maybe a mop bucket? Those are more mobile.
Take the phone? No, I won't be able to do that. But
okay.
Okay.
So then I need you to get a mop bucket and two yellow Gatorades and one red Gatorade.
Yellow and what color?
Red.
Red? Okay. And then get a mop bucket, and then do what?
And then bring it back to where I can speak to you on the phone.
Okay. I'll pick it up down at the service desk, John. My name's Jackie, so I'll talk to you in a minute. Hold on, okay?
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
All right.
That's crazy. That was in Minnesota. That's crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy stuff.
Crazy goose.
Gold Star hip hop is so nutty. Probably in bad position, man. Dude. I can't believe Walmart's doing this. Dumbass. Science. How many people are listening to the Shits and Giggles show?
Not too many. Right now okay. We're looking at 24 unique listeners.
Yay! It's the Shits and Giggles show. At least my dog is not being obnoxious. Look at some World Star hip hop videos.
Do you need to shut your dog the fuck up, sir?
He's so loud. He's so nauseous. Oh shit. Oh man, that is so funny. Get a mop bucket. That's funny. It's kind of gross at the same time. Let's see. I'm watching random videos right now. Just waiting for me to pick up that goddamn phone.
These people are taking a long fucking time.
Yeah, they are.
Walmart doesn't really respect science as much as I would want them to.
No. I'm probably only going to do this one. Because it's wasted like half an hour.
Sexual organs.
Yes, many sexual organs. I'm not looking at the IRFC. Yeah, we need more sexual organs in there. Black Chick Goes Off. What a surprise that that's on World Star Hip Hop, right? Oh, I really don't like her voice. Your pussy damaged. Alright, I'm posting this in the IRC. Because the song is awful. I really don't like her voice.
No, we're not going to call England.
Who suggested that?
Jill, of course.
God damn it.
Yeah, she and Nunu, or he and Nunu, rather, always want to call England. Nobody gives a shit about the UK. Nobody cares.
No, nobody likes them. No, it's really not. Have a cactus in the house. Oh, good. Good to have cactus in the house.
Watch Nunu appear from the mist to ban us now.
Yeah, ban me. Ban me, Nunu. Wait, no. God damn it. Now I'm going to get banned from the IRC. Nope. No shows, night surgery. Nothing. I really want one of them to pick up. I'm abandoning this. I'm just going to ask them how many fingers can fit in their butthole. What's SC?
Social engineering.
Okay.
Would you be down for that? We could play some music on the stream. Can you and I just go in the background and try to get numbers from somebody?
Alright. We can just put music on the stream as the numbers come out.
I mean, that's going to be a bit of a pain in the ass, though.
Oh, fuck it. Let's not do that, then.
Well, I mean, it's just going to be a couple minutes. It's not like it's going to take too long.
This normally take like 10 minutes.
And Brad does it all the time.
Alright, we'll do that once.
Or just play.
John.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, what am I doing now?
All right.
Oh, also, there's two different color blues.
Okay, yeah. I need you on the phone right now. Put the phone next to the mop bucket. And I need to hear you pour them into the mop bucket. All of the Gatorades you have right now.
The two bottles I have?
Yes. I need you to pour them into the mop bucket.
Okay. And why am I doing this?
We need to do a couple of tests to check the pH of the Gatorade.
Okay. Okay, pour that out.
And pour it into the mop bucket, please.
Okay. Pour that out. Hold on. To check the pH of the Gatorade.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you could just do it, ma'am, that'd be outstanding.
Well, I mean, just in case.
Ma'am?
I'm curious.
Ma'am.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay. Well, what are we waiting for, ma'am?
I'm waiting to pour the water out of the mop bucket.
Oh, no. Leave the water in the mop bucket, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, water how am I checking?
Those details will be followed, but water actually has a 4 on the pH scale, which means it's neutral, so it is okay to leave water in there. This is science.
Bring it back, Edwardo.
Yep, please bring it back. We must conduct the science.
I'm waiting for Edwardo. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Cactus. Ma'am, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, just making sure. You kind of went quiet there for a minute.
How do they need a CSM at register two?
This is taking some time. Oh, it is a 7. 7, my bad.
Okay, which one am I doing first? The yellow or the blue?
You're going to pour the blue in first. And I need to hear you pour the blue in, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Pour it in.
All right, it's all in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the yellow, slowly. I need you to pour it in at about a 5-second rate.
You need me to do what? I'm sorry. Pour it in what?
Pour it out into the mop bucket.
Okay.
And it needs to last no greater than 5 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. And swirl the bottle as it goes in for maximum flow.
And do what?
It's already been poured in, ma'am.
Is there what? I'm sorry?
Has it already been poured in?
Yeah, it's already in.
Okay, and I need you to stir it for 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ma'am, do you have bleach?
On the cell floor.
Okay, we need you to get that, too.
Oh, no. Hold on.
No, just the stuff that you clean with. Yeah, the bleach, just normal bleach. Make sure they're on both. Always some good science. I think she's on to us, guys. Well, I think we had some good science to start off with. I kind of want to roll with this for a little bit. It's a really long call, but it's kind of starting. Ma'am, are you there? I've been talking shit about you for a while. It'd probably be really awkward if you really were there.
What you're doing is stupid, ma'am. a dumb idea. You shouldn't be doing this.
What prank call it is, man. We're internet scammers. Come on, will you hurry up? Come on.
Hi, have you been helped?
Well, kinda. Who is this?
This is Walmart.
Yeah, I know this is Walmart. This is John Holm, and I'm calling from the home office.
Oh, you're still on hold. Okay, yeah, I'm the operator. I thought, yeah, you was another different caller.
I know,
you
shit. Shit's pissing me off.
Yeah. Okay, so do you know who it was you were holding for?
Lakeisha.
You were talking to Lakeisha?
I don't know. They were at the self something. I can't remember. The store, use it. I don't know where they were.
Okay, so
announce over the intercom that John Holloman is on line one.
John Holloman?
Holloman, yes. And I need somebody to talk to me.
And what were they supposed to be doing? Some
science.
Some type of science?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on hold.
Can you say science for me? Banned. I like that idea, banned. You need to say fire, burn, and cauldron bubble. Wait, which one comes first? I never really liked Shakespeare, but that'd be a really fun quote. Just taking a piss. There's no such thing as Twinkies anymore, Cactus. We can't do that. No, they stopped Twinkies a while ago. Fuck this. What happened to my... I'll do a Sacramento... Oh, damn. Alright. Do a Safeway. I wasn't really gonna tell you guys where I'm calling, but whatever. This is the Shit and Giggle Show.
Thank you for calling your friendly 19th Street Safeway.
Yes.
Using a touchtone phone, make a selection from the following choice. One moment, please.
Oh, we should.
To remember, Expressions from Hallmark has great cards and gifts.
All right, let's do it.
Your life. Plus, now when you buy 3 Expressions from Hallmark cards, you'll get a $5 coupon to use on your next
show. Hold on, let's call...
The card aisle now. Pick up.
Let's call the Mad Jobber reference guy.
And collect a
$5. God damn. What's with all these holds tonight?
Occasion, especially Mother's Day. Expressions from Hallmark. Life is a...
Fuck that. I don't want to wait.
Daniel, can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message.
Hi, Daniel. I'm calling in reference to Karen. I was just wondering if, you know, if you worked with her and stuff and how she is in the sack with your small penis. So I'll give you a call back in a little bit. All right, thank you. Bye. That was the bad reference guy from last night. No, it's nobody. Nobody's, this is not live right now. By the, oh, shit, I just burned myself.
Yeah, nobody's on the stream. This is
nobody's recording. On the stream. This is
everybody disconnect.
Everybody, yeah, no, this isn't live right now.
It's stop listening. This is stupid.
This is a shit and giggle show. The Quintas. Okay. What was I looking up? Oh, okay. I know what I was looking up. I'm so strung out on LSD right now, guys. I can't function.
I've been shooting up bath salts all night, so...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Bath salt enema.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
You make a solution out of it, and then you get a funnel and just do a handstand.
I'm up, man. Don't know who the other guy is. It's LOL Sloth.
Thank you for calling the Downtown Pizza Hut. My name is Haley. How are you today?
Hi, Haley. This is John Holloman. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Hello.
How are you guys doing today? Are you guys busy?
No.
You're not busy at all? How many customers have you had in the past 30 minutes?
Is there a way to look that up so I can give you an accurate number or just a, like a guess?
Yes, it's going to be an administration and then tickets. Basically, what's going on at our server farm is we're not getting some of the information from your store.
Oh, okay.
So I need some customer names, phone numbers, and whether it's takeout or delivery.
And you said it was under tickets?
Yeah, it should be under tickets, ma'am. Under administration.
Okay.
And do you have some of their names and phone numbers?
There's Ariel, and then the last name is Salcedo, and the address is 52.
No, no, no. I don't want their address. No, I don't want their. Okay. I just want their phone number.
And the phone number is 916.
How many numbers did we get?
I think it was 10. I'm hoping you were grabbing them. Yeah,
five,
okay,
six,
cool.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 1. Don't really get that many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay, we got 13. So let's go back on the stream.
Yeah, we're on the stream.
Okay.
Yep, as soon as you hung up, I switched over.
Alright, guys, well, we got 13 pizza numbers, including Haley.
Anything you'd like us to say to the customers?
Yes, and I even got the cell phone number of the girl who gave me numbers. Yeah, that girl is really, really dumb. It was really funny, though. That was quite humorous. Yeah, seriously, I got 13. One of them was just the girl that... Yeah, that was pretty easy. Yeah, that's pretty easy.
It was a lucky hit, but yes, it often
that,
is that
That was
easy
a very,
the right one.
Very lucky hit. I'll be honest, that was pretty lucky.
Told you it was a good idea, dude.
It is a good idea. Alright, well, we're going to call Ariel.
Let's start it off.
Start it off, guys.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Okay. Well, we always bounce back. So, let's do... We gotta pee after this one. Really bad. We're going to have to take a pee break, everybody.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sandra?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sandra. This is John Holland, and I'm calling from the pizza place you just ordered at.
Hi, John.
How are you enjoying your pizza today?
Well, we're not.
Oh, have you eaten it? Have you gotten it yet?
Nope.
You haven't? Okay. There's been a problem with the delivery driver.
Okay.
Okay, and it seems that... he switched to Domino's, and he's been trading out pizza with Domino's.
He's been doing what?
He's been like taking your pizza, and you know he changed it up with Domino's, so you're not getting your original pizza.
Oh, that's really?
Yeah, ma'am. What did you order on your pizza? Just to confirm.
We ordered two large pizzas.
Uh-huh.
One was cheese and one was pepperoni.
Oh, no. He said that you guys ordered anchovies.
Absolutely not. I put the order in.
He said you guys
online.
Ordered extra onions and anchovies.
Are you just jacking with me? Are you playing with me?
No, ma'am. I'm a gentleman. I don't joke. I'm being serious, ma'am. I'm the manager down at the pizza place.
At which pizza place?
At the pizza place that you just ordered your pizza from, ma'am.
And what pizza place did I just order from?
It's the Pizza Hut on 2200 Street. Or it's on 16th Street.
Okay.
Our address is...
So some pizza driver is telling you that I ordered a different pizza and he's changing them up with...
Yep, he's putting them in our boxes, but he's really from Domino's.
How did he get my information?
Well, ma'am, they hacked into our system because the people at Domino's are evil people. We don't.
I'm gonna go ahead and call back to the online number that I have.
Well, what number is that, ma'am? And I can add them into the call right now. Oh, shit. All right, I gotta go pee. That was my best one. We're gonna call her back while I go pee. Or we'll call her back after I go pee.
Hey, we're going to take a short break here, guys. I will cue up a little bit of music until John gets back, as well as myself. We'll see you then.
Shut up. I hate you sometimes. He kept me up all last night. No, shut up. Hold on, everybody. So I'll take over for me and put my dog out.
This will be another momentary break, guys.
All right, John Holloman's back. John Holloman's back.
And we're good to go.
Okay. I don't care if he's barking anymore. Okay, so we called Sandra. Let's call Sandra back. My dog's standing in the middle of my yard just barking at random shit. No way. Roy excites me.
Do it, Roy, you son of a bitch. We need the Four Loko show.
Please leave your message for...
Oh shit, she did comment. She got... Oh my god! Look at how many comments. Alright, I'm gonna read one of them. No, I am not. I got prank callers personally, and last night, prank called my old boss. That was us. So it was jerks where I filled out job application prank and called me. Not sure if done this to other people, will you be safe? I'm not a nut. No way, excuse me for me for tweet trying to get rid of sort of thing. I did not know who it was. Still don't. I'm Michelle for real. Can go look at my video on YouTube. It's just me. Has my website URL like the same as Michelle One does for Twitter. I look same in YouTube photo, Twitter photo and video. The prank caller said to my neighbor, he prank called last night that he was calling from where I live. No, he did not. I was alone. What a scary weirdo for doing. Sloth, I really want to call her back.
Now, we're not going to call her back, but I do just want to state for the record that I blame Roy entirely for everything that has happened with Michelle. Just want to get that out
yeah,
of
the way. Yeah, Roy's right. She does have some serious mental shit going on.
She really does. She has problems. There's something wrong there. But, in our defense, she is also fucking hilarious. Like, there's no way around that.
Yeah,
like,
no, there's so no funny. Way.
It's just one-liner after one-liner. It doesn't stop.
This is a good lulz party we're having right now.
It is, it is.
With her. It's private. Yeah, a private video. Oh, Brad already took it down. Damn you, Brad.
Damn you, Brad Carter.
Damn you, Brad, that was funny. It was funny.
Get in tiny chat, Brad, and show us your damn hamster.
Yeah. God damn it.
God damn a bath salt.
Damn it. It was really funny. Well, no, she didn't give us her resume, she gave us her references. Because she's an idiot. And we called her saying, well, she put out a tweet earlier that day. It said, oh, I just got not, or the job interview was delayed like another week or something. So we call back and, yeah, I don't see it ending well either. But we got our references and I don't think I'm going to call our references back. I feel like it's starting to be a bad idea. Because she is psychotic. And everybody should probably go look at her Twitter because it's about to light the fuck up. Anyways, alright, we're going to stick to our pizza calls. Let's go to more pizza calls. Although that is hilarious. I'm still lulzing. I'm not gonna tweet her though. I'm gonna read it, because she has something serious. Shit's going on there. I feel bad for her in a way.
I feel really bad for her. It's really fucked up. Whatever's going on with her.
Oh man. If think you are dribble brained psychos or candle cooing cunts, feel free to unfollow or delete me. I think that was
Please leave your message for
Sandra Gallo.
Balls.
I almost had that.
Let's move down the list.
Yes, we have tons of numbers.
And again, guys, in the chat room, are there any requests on things that we could say to these
customers? Is there any guys want something in particular?
What do you want us to say to pizza delivery and carry out customers?
God, this is... No, I'm not letting you in. No, I'm not letting you in. I'm going to keep you out there so you can bark at our neighbors. So you'll control. God, he gets so active in the day. He doesn't sleep at night. Hi, is this Crystal?
Here, I'm
going to
go back.
Yes, am I speaking with?
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the pizza. Can you shut this fucking kid up? Oh, my God.
Who is this?
This is John Holloman. I'm calling from the pizza place that you just got your pizza from.
Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, can you shut that kid up first? Jesus Christ.
Ma'am, are you abusing your child?
She hung up on me. We got disconnected somehow. I don't know what happened. Dude, I'm about to kill my dog.
You should post-birth abort that child.
What is he? My cat barks. Let my dog do a call. That'd be hilarious. Just outside.
Hello?
Hey, Chris fan, we got disconnected somehow.
Yeah, I hung up on you because you were rude.
Oh, no, I apologize for that, ma'am. I really didn't mean to pick you up.
Don't bring him over here.
What is that, ma'am?
What do you need?
Well, there was an issue with your pizza, but I can't hear you because your stupid child.
There was an issue?
Yes.
What's wrong with it?
We have a couple of pranksters that work at our place, a business, and it seems that they use toilet water in your marinara sauce, and we just...
Okay, somebody's prank calling me.
Hey, bitch, I don't prank call.
Listen,
I'm a gentleman.
Okay. We're from Pizza Hut.
Well, the limit is 3.
That was probably the worst screaming child that's ever been on the air. That shit was atrocious.
No. That was pretty bad.
It was really bad.
God, he is not being quiet right now. Zero fucks are given about my neighbors. Let's see. Let's call her Crystal back for the third and final time. And we got disconnected somehow. I don't know what's going on.
Crystal and her fucking obnoxious children.
She's so really upset right now.
This is why you should have to have a license to breed, or at least a small test.
Exactly. IQ test.
If you call me one more time, I'm gonna come over there and beat your motherfucking ass. You understand
ma'am,
what the
ma'am,
fuck I'm saying to you?
Don't fucking call me again, okay? God,
shut up.
Jesus.
Can we call her again? Can we just violate the rules once? Just
I am
to
down with calling her one more time.
Okay. If I'm not the only one that feels that way, then... God. Let's use my dog as a prank.
You there, buddy?
Hey. Saw?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay.
Quit dropping your goddamn connection.
Yeah, I know. It might be.
It's not a big deal, dude.
Might be. No, it's a huge deal.
Well, no, dude, it's a big deal when mine does it, like last night. I mean, it's rare as hell, but that actually drops the stream and just goes over to Carlito.
That was weird.
Well, I mean, dude, it was Verizon actually having trouble in my area. It was really bad. Like, it was pretty much major failure.
Should probably go take care of my dog, but I'm not a good owner, so.
I'm not letting you in when you're obnoxious like that. You can't win. You can't win. You're running around the yard now.
Dark Stranger wants you to sell your Hello? Dog.
Hello? Is this Matt?
Yeah.
Hi, Matt. I'm John Holloman. I'm calling from the Pizza Hut.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing okay. Have you eaten your pizza yet?
Yes.
Oh. Did it taste funny?
No, it was fine.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Bye.
We have a couple pranks that are at our Pizza Hut, and you know, their name's Ron, and we're struggling with them doing messing with customers' pizzas, and you know, it's really frustrating. We want to make sure that you aren't going to be in any danger. It didn't taste like urine or any other, you know, it didn't taste like toilet.
No.
Okay, because when we mix the marinara sauce, we use water naturally, and they use toilet water, thinking that it was, you know, absolutely hilarious, which in a sense that it is, but, you know, we can't have that for the health risk, obviously.
Right.
So, you're not feeling ill. How many people ate the pizza?
Probably like 15.
Oh my lord.
Yeah,
okay,
sir,
well,
I'd just like to personally apologize. This is actually Ron. I'm the employee that did it. I've kind of got a drinking problem, and it's really caused me to do a lot of things that I wouldn't do normally. So I just wanted to apologize for myself and on behalf of the company.
Okay.
So you're not feeling like you're gonna, you know, have diarrhea or anything. That's what we're really worried about.
Not yet. I mean, we just ate it.
See, I had diarrhea, and, I mean, afterwards, you know, I took the water out, and I used it to make the sauce, so.
Sir, you're not feeling ill at all? Sir? All right, hang on.
We lost him.
Alright, I'm gonna bring my dog in. Hopefully it'll shut the fuck up.
You should beat it, too.
I probably will. Beat it with a stick.
Tonight on Madhouse, animal abuse.
Alright, you candle cooing cunts, I'm back. Especially Brad for taking down that video.
Fuck you, Brad.
Fuck you, Brad, for taking down that video.
You're a bad man. You killed JonBenet Ramsey, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah.
Alright. Let's see. I need suggestions. I can't just be doing, you know, toilet water in there. Give us some ideas that we can steal from you. And lay down, you little shit. Lay down. Okay.
Brainstorming.
It's a brainstorm. and
we could switch over to semen. That's always
yeah,
pretty solid comedy.
I like that.
There.
I like
cum
that.
Cum is funny, right?
Cum is really funny, especially when it's in somebody's face.
Male fluids.
Yes. Yeah, stupid Brad.
Stupid Brad.
Stupid Brad. That Brad guy.
He's too drunk on Four Loko to do a show right now. That's why he won't get on
he
the show.
He really is. I mean, come on, Four Loko, really?
He's addicted to Four Loko and marijuanas. He does like 6 marijuanas at a time. And 4 Four Lokos, which is like at least 80 beers.
Yeah, at least. At least. That's not even including bath salts.
Oh, Cactus actually had a pretty good idea. Pepperoni that was tainted meat because the cows had, like, mad cow disease or something.
Oh,
like that.
I like that. I like that.
I mean, we'd have to hit somebody who got pepperoni. I mean, there's pretty good probability that whoever we called
did. We could say the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Was healthy. Because everybody gets cheese on their pizza.
Yes. Except that one time where that dude didn't get sauce. It was just dough. Remember that? That was good. That fucking asshole we pranked.
I remember that.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rosa?
Who?
Is that Rosa?
No, wrong number.
Did you guys order a pizza earlier?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yes, this is John Holland, and I'm calling from the pizza place.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened?
Do you guys already eat your pizza?
Yeah, we got it already.
Oh, did you eat it, though?
Eh?
Did you eat it?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, there's been a bit of an issue with the cheese that was on your pizza.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir. I'm a gentleman. I don't joke. I'm also a Christian. I know this is awful. You're not experiencing any stomach cramps or anything?
What the? Wait, one second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rosa?
Yeah.
Okay, you ordered a pizza tonight from the pizza place?
Yeah.
Okay, there's been a bit of a problem with the pizza that you ordered, ma'am. We're truly sorry. You're not feeling any extra cramps or anything?
No, why is that?
Brad is calling, you're getting called out, Brad. Sorry, I'm just trying to talk to some of my other coworkers right now. Brad's actually getting called out by Michelle. You were tagged in a Nazi quote. Anyways, ma'am, the cheese that was on your pizza, it was moldy.
Oh, my God.
I know, and somebody had tainted it with some sort of liquid. Ron said it that he ejaculated in the cheese before, like a month before he made the pizza. It made it moldy, and he was fired. He was terminated because we don't tolerate that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just awful, you know. We're
oh my
so sorry.
God! I had all my family eat that pizza.
Oh no!
My 2-year-old son, my 5-year-old son.
Did
I mean, are we gonna be okay? Should I call my doctor?
No, you'll be fine. Did you like it though? Did it taste extra salty?
I mean, it was great. It was good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that better than your husband's, maybe?
man, this is Ron Newman.
Oh,
I'm one of the other.
I'm making him apologize. This is the man who ejaculated in your pizza.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that the issue with the mold, we had it tested. It has the potential, at least in clinical trials, to cause early menopause in women. So if you start to notice any menopausal symptoms, I would suggest you see a doctor. That's basically...
Is this a joke?
No, ma'am. We are
no,
Christians.
Ma'am.
We wouldn't joke.
We're serious here.
What?
No, man. We're really sorry. The next pizza that you order from us will be 60% off.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least 6%, maybe 7.
No more than 10, maximum.
Oh my God! You gotta be kidding me.
And ma'am, did you feed it to your children?
Yes, all my family ate this pizza.
The hormones in the pizza, as well as causing early onset menopause, they also have the potential to cause early onset puberty. So if you have adolescent children, they may start to grow facial hair.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. Oh my God, that's so...
Science is very mysterious, ma'am.
Yeah, we're chemists.
Pizza chemist.
Okay, I need to call my doctor. I don't know. I need to guide all my kids and my 2 year old.
There's no adverse health effects, ma'am.
Ma'am.
I assume you swallow your husband's semen all the time. You sound like it. You sound like you swallow.
Excuse me?
You sound like you swallow semen just from the sound of your voice. Nothing happens when you swallow semen, ma'am.
Are you serious right now? What's your name?
My name is John Holloman.
And my name is Ron Newman. I ejaculated in your pizza. It's a sexual
Why
fetish,
would
ma'am.
You do that?
I enjoy it. It makes me erect, and it makes me feel alive. We should call her back and tell her it was a prank, just to be sure.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. At least leave her a voicemail.
And yeah, I have to agree with Bone Winner. She is pretty stupid and rather gullible.
Yeah, I don't want her calling her doctor, though.
Yeah. I mean, she won't. She probably knows at this point, but...
Hello?
Hi, that was a prank call.
Eh?
Can I talk to Rosa?
Are you stupid?
It's a prank call.
Yeah, they're just prank calling.
Yeah. You're
Oh, yeah, hey.
Yeah, it's just a joke. Don't go call
I'm
your
not
doctor
funny, okay?
Stupid. You guys are dumb. By the way, you're fucking stupid for believing that.
Hey. I know that. We're going to get to go there and rape you asses, you know?
You're going to rape me? Don't rape me.
And I just claimed it's another joke.
Oh, sir, you're going to rape me?
Thank you for the joke.
I like the really intense.
Yeah.
That's edgy, sir. Rape is a really edgy topic right now for comedy.
Do you want to talk to you?
Hey, offense, who knew?
Hey, put Rosa on the phone again. She sounds hot.
Why not? All right, well, at least we're cleared, so we don't get in any trouble.
And we're going to get raped. I mean, that's always a plus, right?
Yes. All right, so let's take a different angle on this one so we don't... So Nunu doesn't have another fucking heart attack. Because that would be bad.
Is Nunu mad?
Nunu is in all caps telling... Like, I command you to tell her it's a prank, you son of a bitch.
That's what we were doing, Nunu. We know what we're doing here.
Yeah.
We're not going to do something dumb.
We didn't violate the rules. Yeah, you can't rape the willing. Van's right.
That's true, and we would both totally have gay sex with that guy, because we're gay for guys.
Yeah, we're in the faggot game. Alright, next one. This is Kevin. You take this one.
You said Kevin?
Yeah, it's Kevin.
Was it delivery or carry out?
Uh, delivery. He's not going to answer.
Your call has been forwarded.
Yeah, Nunu is mad. Nunu may be choked on too much semen in his day. It offends him. Alright, on to the next one. Let's try to make him do science. Yeah, you guys are, like, freaking out about it.
Well, good Andy's just being an idiot. I mean, telling somebody you jizzed in their pizza is literally no different than telling them that you put toilet water in the sauce or that you dipped your balls in sauce. They're completely equivalent. Now, if we had allowed her to call her doctor, yes, that would have been
like... Yeah, that would have been over the line. Well, and as soon as she said that, we're like, no, don't do that.
Exactly.
No. We backed way off. Yeah.
We know the golden rules, people.
Yeah. And we're really good about that, so I'm not worried. Oh, shit. She's on a rant. Michelle's on a rant, everybody. Oh, this is Chris, by the way. You want to take it?
I don't give a fuck.
She's going off about Nazis, dude. This is some classic.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 916.
Yeah, I got it. I'm muted. I don't know why I'm muted in the middle of that. Okay, she's going off. Mark can fuck off. You know which one I'm talking about. Yeah, the German francs and Mark's dollars. Fuck off. And shut up, idiot. A bunch of fucking idiots. Zombie, try attacking me, a bigger zombie. Dude, she's going off right now. The private video is of me tweeting about Nazi candle cooing cunt pranksters. She hashtagged Brad Carter. I need to see what that hashtag has in it. Nobody. Nobody tweets about Brad Carter. God damn it. Good Andy, just leave it alone. We're not going to argue with you.
Yeah, we're definitely not. Who is this anyway?
I have no idea. Lilia.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9.
Okay. We didn't... Yeah, we didn't break any of these rules. I'm looking through them. Yep, we didn't break any of them. Y'all calm down. But we did... Oh my god, we didn't tamper with any of it. I feel like I'm getting trolled right now.
Yeah, good Andy's probably just giving you shit.
Yeah, this can suck my penis. You know what? Fuck it, we're gonna call that. She's calling Brad. I appreciate that, good Andy. We appreciate that. One second. Alright, well, we have a few more of these. I'm just telling that a driver pissed on the door or something. You fucking whores, I bet another bigger Nazi white trash punk would go kick his ass for me if needed and never die. Michelle never dies. Man. Hello?
Yes.
Is this Alejandro?
Yes.
Is that your actual name or is that your girlfriend's name?
No, that's my name.
Okay, did you get your pizza delivered?
Yes.
Oh. How much did you tip your driver?
$1?
Just $1?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that explains that. Oh, man.
Yeah, you guys got confused with 100?
No. No. Well, what happened? And, this is so embarrassing. The driver quit because he peed on your door.
What?
Yeah.
He pissed on my door.
Yeah,
he
didn't like the tip that you gave him.
What do you mean he pissed on my door?
I pissed on your door, sir.
You pissed on my door?
Yeah, this is driver. Ron. I'm actually the delivery driver.
Pissed on what door?
On your front door.
The gate?
Yep. All over it.
What the fuck makes you think that?
Well, I did it because I didn't like you, your face, or the way you tipped me.
Oh, man, get the fuck out of here.
I wanted you to know that I pissed on your goddamn
door. Yeah, well, you're not professional at all, aren't
you?
Well,
no shit. I mean, I'm a pizza delivery driver.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Dude,
why
I
you are a pizza delivery guy.
I use this job to sell more weed. Like, that's the primary reason
Well, maybe you should do that then.
Well, I'm going to, but first I'm going to piss on more of your property.
Oh, okay, do that, and see what happens to you.
Yeah, if you order a pizza from this place again, I'm going to shit in your lawn.
Yeah, you sound brave over the phone.
Oh, yeah, I am brave over the phone. Do you have a wife, sir?
Yeah. What are you, a white guy?
Yeah, fucking right.
You ain't no white guy, because the person that delivered it was a black guy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I'm black as shit, son. That's how I do.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm around the corner,
tripping.
Dog.
Are you crank calling or something?
No, fuck no, dog. I'm about to roll all up in there and shit on your lawn.
Dog? Why are you trying to act like you from the hood or something?
Because I'm from the hood, son. I'm fucking
you
hard.
You ain't from nowhere, bitch.
I'm from everywhere, son. That's how I do.
You from everywhere. You mean from you're from nowhere.
I'm about to hoagie slap your wife in the face and shit on her chest. I'm going to have her give
funny,
me a blumpkin. You know
come out here. Come out here.
You know
come
what
out
a
here
blumpkin
and see
is,
me.
Sir?
Come out here and see me.
Sir, a blumpkin is when...
Come out here and see me.
Oh, I'm going to come out there and see you,
hey,
sir.
Hey, bullshit talks. Real niggas walk.
White power.
Damn, son.
White
you sound
power.
Hard as shit. Are you in a gang, sir? Did he hang up?
I don't know. I think he hung up when I said white power.
He got kind of hyped.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't like the idea of me shitting in his lawn.
I would.
Hello,
this is John Hallman. I'm the manager of the pizza place.
Yeah.
We just had Ron on the line just so, you know, he could apologize.
No, fuck that. I don't want no apologies.
Sir, please
you know what? You guys are real unprofessional. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Exactly. I gotta be honest.
No, that you guys should have no business at all.
I agree, sir. The thing is, I've kind of been using bath salts lately, and I gotta be honest.
Get the
I've
fuck
been,
out of here.
Sir, I've been going through withdrawal, and it really causes me to do a lot of things that I wouldn't do otherwise.
Well, third time is the charm.
Yeah, we should call him back. I want him to accept my apology.
Oh, fuck that. He won't say what they hate us.
Jill, we only said nigga because he said it. Hello?
Yeah.
Sir, yeah, again, this is Ron.
I don't
give a fuck who this is. Stop calling this damn number.
Well, sir, come on. Can you just accept our apology?
No, sir. No, fuck all that. You guys are calling over here talking about pissing on people's lawn and taking the shit on people's shit.
What if we gave you a free pizza next time?
I don't want shit from you no more.
Well, you're gonna
I ain't gonna call you ever again. No, fuck that. You gonna suck a dick.
Well, sir, I'm not gonna shit in your lawn. I can assure you of that much. I will not shit in your lawn.
Need Row, are you there?
He hung up again.
All right, well, we reached the limit.
Yes, we have.
So.
And I need another beer. I've also reached the limit on that.
All right, you go get a beer and I'll... We'll keep calling. I like that guy. He's darky.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box.
Alright, we got two more, including the girl who gave me all the numbers. She gave me her cell phone number. Because it was funny. Because it was funny. And then I asked her out on a date and she hung up on me. So. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Oh, you want me to? I'm gonna start reading Michelle's tweets. My battery's almost dead, but I don't car. Guess I should go get my charger. It really wouldn't take that long. Not possibly to be from my ad on Craigslist. No way. That guy or the real prank callers to me from someplace.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay. Alright, let me start over. The guy or the real prank callers to me from some place I applied better be with me is Brad Carter or his friends on hashtag YouTube, okay? So, I hope she doesn't find me. That would be scary.
Yeah.
Not really.
She probably has the potential to really fuck with somebody's life. She's kind of out of her head.
She's going off about Nazis and Anne Frank right now. She's really mad.
Yeah, and don't forget, she's white English.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, she's nuts. All right, let's call Haley, the girl that gave me all these numbers.
Hey, do you want to add Cannon a little bit, if he's down?
If he's down, I don't think he's... Oh, Ken's in?
Yeah.
Is my answer. We're going to keep this number, by the way.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Ken's like the universal prankster. He's on literally every single show the entire weekend. And we love him for that.
We're out of people calls. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was all of them.
The ones that didn't answer?
No, fuck that. Too much work.
Well, we can go through back to the list later if we need to.
I marked the one that we needed to do for a survey. I sent it to you.
We can try U-Hauls or something, too.
That's fun.
Give it, like, another shot.
Just call motels. We have, like, an hour before I have to.
True.
Hi, can I be transferred to room 117, please?
1 second, please.
This is a motel. Nice. I don't give a shit. He is fucking these games.
Ken's a rogue motherfucker.
Who is Cannon?
Hello, this is Martha. If you'd like to change...
You are being transferred to a guest.
Repeat of last night, guys.
That's why he didn't talk very much. But she doesn't realize I'm the one that got all this references. Well, it really is Narwhal.
Hi, you've reached Curtis and Loretta. Leave a message. You are being transferred to a guest.
This is probably the worst security flaw ever.
Hello?
Hey,
hello, this...
Go for it. No, go ahead, John.
Hello?
This is John Holloman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yeah.
I've had a couple noise complaints from your room tonight. Are you guys having any parties in there or something?
No.
I'm trying to be discreet about this. What was that, sir?
Hold on. I'll go there right now.
Sir? Oh, shit. Okay. Yes, the Michelle video was taken down, unfortunately, because... Fucking Brad. No, shut up. Hey, even my dog barks when I say Brad.
It looks like they hung up.
Yeah, it did. It just took a while for it to go away. I said Brad, my dog started barking because, you know, nobody likes Brad. Oh, these are hilarious. This is great.
Yeah, Motel.
She doesn't realize it's Narwhal did this. First call that Narwhal did. Get her references.
We need to get Julie on one of the shows.
She's too nervous.
We're doing a live show, Mark, you son of a bitch.
Put it in the garbage. What does that sound like? Oh, that's a good one, Angie.
Thanks for calling, Tofik.
Hi, can I be friends?
120, one sec, please. Room 120?
Yes.
Okay, one second.
I'll let you do the talking to me.
Let's just switch back and forth so they don't really get
so
suspicious.
Okay. Yeah, this isn't live. Don't listen to this shit.
Are we getting transferred or what?
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this
you
time.
You type it in.
You are being transferred to...
Brad, I'm expecting it.
You are being transferred to...
Give it a sec.
You are being transferred to...
No, I'm expecting
to
Brad to tweet.
That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to...
Fucker.
You are being transferred to 4.
I was doing this last night, too.
Yeah.
That extension is not valid.
I got it.
Please try again.
Okay.
You are being transferred to a guest.
There we go. You just have to wait like an extra second. Yeah.
This is 114. You want to take it?
Yeah, sure.
Hello?
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes?
My girlfriend and I were in that room last night. We get...
You were not.
Oh, God damn it. We have to call that room back.
What the fuck was that?
That was one of the ones we
You were
back.
Not. You weren't in this goddamn room. I know.
Oh, man. That was one of the ones that we did last night.
Was it?
Yeah, I was going to say I left my girlfriend's dildo.
Is this the same Motel 6?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Dude, let's try a different one and see if it's the same everywhere around.
Okay.
And don't go calling Motel 6s, guys. This is our thing. This is like our patented prank call, all right?
I called the first one in that city.
And we're at 41 listeners. Do you want to go for an extra half hour tonight until 1 a.m. Eastern?
I gotta go pick up my mom from the airport.
Oh, goddamn, son.
Yeah. Otherwise I would.
What are you doing after that?
Probably nothing.
Well, you could get back on, potentially.
Yeah,
hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, San Jose Airport.
Oh,
did you notice
me? Are you kidding me?
113.
Good evening, this is Alan, can I help you?
Yeah, 113, please.
113?
Yep.
Okay, sure.
Brad, fucking tweet about Michelle.
Shut up, Brad.
Yeah, shut up. But tweet about Michelle, please. Oh, Brent. I hope Brent goes on tonight.
Same. Yeah, hopefully we don't have to continue the show.
Yeah, we're shitty anyways.
I want to hear angry Indians yell at people.
Yeah, me too. Not this random shit and giggle show.
I think we've done well enough, though. We've had some
who shits and giggles at the same time? I mean, honestly.
I do.
What are we, dogs?
I shit and piss at the same time sometimes.
Shitting and pissing are two separate things.
They are. And you can't do shit without your dick.
You really can't.
Or, I mean your balls, rather.
Your balls, damn it. Yeah, I was going to use the dildo one. That was hilarious, but that was the one that we...
Ken, your mom has loose room transfer standards.
Yeah, what a bitch. What are you doing? Don't eat that. Like that mess.
So is there no answering machine here?
Guess not. I'm going to hang up and call him back.
Call him back. Yeah, we haven't encountered it yet where they haven't actually set up the voicemail, so...
Yeah. That was quite a bit of time.
It was.
Wait, which one was it? Oh, this is a separate one. Whatever. Fucking, I don't even care. Hey. Who am I calling right now? Oh, shit, we're calling a 7-Eleven, my bad.
It's all good. We could accuse them of smoking weed again.
Yeah, they need to stop smoking weed.
They really do. And using intravenous drugs in the bathroom.
They're not answering. What is this? What is this garbage?
I blame Ken, that rogue motherfucker.
I really do blame Ken, too.
And his mother. I blame his mother, specifically.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, San Jose Airport.
Mm.
If you know the room number of the guest you're calling...
I got it.
Please then...
Good evening, this is Alan, can I help you?
Hi, how'd you send me to room 115, please?
113, yeah, I transferred the phone.
No, 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 115.
Oh, 115, oh, I'm sorry. What's the last name of the guest?
Lick Balls.
Sorry, what?
Sweaty Balls.
Oh, I'm sorry, no, it's under a different name.
It's under a different name? What name is it under?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't tell you the name, but...
Yes, you can. I'm from the...
This is very important. It's a family emergency. We're going to need you to transfer us, please.
You said 115?
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll transfer you the last time.
Thank you.
It's a family emergency, but we don't really know the last name.
Hello?
Sir?
Hello, this is... Son of a bitch!
Try another one, goddammit.
Sounds good. Hello? Okay, bye. What's the last name? Sweaty Balls? Nope, that's not it. Oh, man. I really thought that was their last name.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good shot.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Jose South.
And Michelle, if you know on Twitter right now. Just so Ken knows.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Motel 6. Karen speaking.
114, please.
Sure.
Hello, ma'am?
Yes?
Yeah, this is Ron Newman calling from the front desk.
Yes.
Yeah, ma'am, we've had some noise complaints regarding your room this evening.
Really?
Yes, from several of the guests. They've come down here, and apparently there are, and I mean, I don't want to say this, but there have been some lewd sexual noises coming from your room. It sounded like people...
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, I mean, I really apologize for the language there, but it sounds like people have been having angry sex in the room.
Well, maybe you'd like to come down here and see that I don't have anybody here
yeah,
with me.
Yeah, ma'am, the thing is, we already have gone down there. I personally put my ear up to the door, and it definitely sounded like some angry sex was going on in the room.
Are you talking about 114, sir, and not 113?
Yes, 114.
Well, would you please come here?
Yeah, I already have, ma'am, and I've already heard the angry sex noises. The thing is, you have to understand that we run a family establishment here at Motel 6, and we really need to maintain our reputation.
I totally understand that.
So, in keeping with that, we're actually going to have to ask you to leave tonight, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah,
I would really like you to come here personally.
Well, ma'am, if we do that, we're going to have to charge your credit card an additional $200 fee for the inconvenience on our part.
I think you need to come here.
Ma'am, I believe that you should actually come down to the front desk and discuss this with us further. Otherwise, we're going to have to charge your credit card.
I'd be delighted to come down and talk to you.
Okay.
There's no one here with me.
My name is Ron Newman, and just to confirm, what name is on that room there? For security purposes?
My last name is Anderson.
Anderson? Okay, and what was your first name, ma'am?
Linda.
Linda. Okay, yeah, that checks out. Okay, Linda, we're going to need you to come down, but make sure that you bring your bags and everything with you, because at this point, especially after you gave me attitude, we really just want you out of our motel.
Well, I'm just upset. I
understand, ma'am, but that's really no excuse. I studied hotel management for 2 years, and I didn't do so to have guests give me, lip service.
I'm not giving you lip service, sir. I'm just very upset.
Well, ma'am,
you're here,
and you're denying to me that you've been having angry sex in the room, and it's very clear
yes,
to me
sir.
That you have.
Yes, well, sir, I am telling you that it hasn't been... Me, personally, because I don't have anybody here to have sex with, sir.
Well, I mean, perhaps it's been, watching pornography and vigorous masturbation. It's not, I'm not trying to insinuate anything, but it's obvious to me, based on the noises that are coming out of your room, that there's something really wild and sexual going down there.
Okay, sir, would you mind, because I have a lot of stuff to remove from here, I will be glad to move it out into my vehicle, and then I can come and speak with you.
All right, ma'am.
I'm just flabbergasted, and...
I'm flabbergasted
not
as well, ma'am. I think that's a really good word to describe it. Could you actually... See, you said you were flabbergasted?
Yes, sir.
Flabbergasted.
Unbelievable. I have been here and stayed at this facility multiple times, and
yeah,
you have a record
actually,
of that.
You're on our list. You had a red flag on your name.
For what, sir?
For angry sexual noises.
Okay.
Yeah. We've already been made well aware of you by our security team. We run a pretty tight ship here.
Okay, sir. That's fine, sir.
But
thank
you
very much.
We're definitely going to need you to get out of our motel immediately. And don't ever come
thank
back
you.
To any of our chains. And come down to the front desk immediately.
Thank you, sir. As soon as I place my belongings in my vehicle, I will be there.
Yeah, and what kind of vehicle do you drive, ma'am?
I'm driving a silver Chevrolet Equinox.
Oh, wow. You're definitely a redneck. I mean, it actually makes sense to me now. I guess this is a better place to stay than your trailer, isn't it?
I beg your pardon, sir?
I'm saying the motel here is a bit nicer than the trailer that you're used to living in.
I will be down to talk to you, and I will remove my belongings.
Good.
Okay?
My name is Ron Newman, and my supervisor's name is John Holloman, and I really just want you to get the hell out of my hotel.
Okay, sir. Taken. Understood.
Yeah. I mean, get down here immediately.
Sir, I need to remove my stuff.
Well,
I will do that.
Leave your stuff in the room for now, because we really just want to see you at the front desk immediately.
Okay. All right. Then I will come there personally.
And don't cry, ma'am. This is just a prank call. You're stupid for believing this.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, this is just a prank call. I mean, I can't believe you actually fell for it.
I beg your pardon?
Ma'am,
we're internet hacksaws.
We're prank calling you.
Well, if that's the case,
it is.
I will be talking to the management.
Well, I mean, go for it. We're not actually at the
hotel.
Ma'am,
I am the management. We're bored at the hotel, so we're just prank calling.
Thank you so much. Your name again is Newman?
Yeah, my name is Ron Newman, and the other guy you heard on the line is John Holloman. He's actually a registered sex offender.
How lovely.
Yeah, he's
Thank
a
you.
Diddler.
Thank you.
Call it back. Let's call another room back.
Yeah, they'll probably transfer us.
Yeah.
Go with 112 this time.
Okay. We're calling 112, goddammit.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Jose South. If you know the room number of the guest you're calling, please enter it at any time. For directions to the hotel, please press 1. For reservations, please press 2.
Fucker. I was typing it in. Let's see where we go.
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's a good idea, Kathy. I like Kathy.
Attention to the message this time. I think there might actually be something we have to hit after dialing the extension.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Jose.
God damn, I pressed 0.
Yeah, I didn't hear a ring.
Hi, is this the front
please.
Desk?
Excuse me? 112, please.
Sure. Oh, shit. We were going to tell her that Anderson is checking out right now.
Oh, my bad, buddy.
That's okay. I'll only hit you for a little bit.
We'll have great makeup sex later.
Oh, shit, yeah. Ken won't be there.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Motel 6 is really cheap, like $40 a night. Yeah, I don't think I would sleep on that bed. I wouldn't go underneath the sheets.
I've stayed at them before, but they are definitely not a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
Granted, it's kind of on par with, like, Hotel Penn, which is also a shithole, but not cheap at all. That's up in New York City.
Francis, can I do?
Hi, I'm calling from the Anderson.
Uh-huh. Room. Are you gonna get transferred to room 112?
No. I'm calling to check out right now.
All right. You could just leave the key in the room or come and drop it off at the front desk.
Okay, I need somebody to come help me take my luggage out. Can you send somebody up here?
No, we don't have no one to do that here.
What can you do?
And the man has left already.
Sir, I mean, are you too lazy to come do it?
Well, because my job is right here at the front desk, that's why.
Well, I mean, sir, it's definitely your job. I mean, you're running.
Ma'am,
but I can't leave the front desk by itself.
Well, listen,
okay.
Ma'am, who else do you have on staff right now?
No one.
Well, transfer me to your manager.
She's in there.
No problem. Just a second.
Thank you.
Dude, I swear to God, that chick's in the lobby right now.
She might be.
Did you hear her in the background?
I heard somebody in the background. I just hope we didn't make her cry. Such a poor old lady.
Yeah. I don't know. Would it be too far to be like, the sprinklers are going off and I'm drowning?
Yes.
Alright. I'd be pushing the limits a little bit. Not as bad as semen, but I don't know. Alright, Cactus made a request.
What the hell? Okay, manager.
Oh, goddammit.
Front desk.
Yeah, we were just speaking with one of your employees. Is this the manager there at that establishment?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to say that your employee was very rude to me. He was making some really downright frightening sexual comments to me.
He called me a candle cooling cunt.
Yeah.
He said, sir, because I've been... I've been out here for the past half
sir,
an hour.
I mean, obviously you're going to deny it. It's not like you.
Well, I've been standing here, sir. I'm at the front desk.
Yeah, I understand.
And there's a lot of people in the lobby.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think you might have got the wrong hotel.
Well, when my grandmother and I checked in the lobby. You were making really disgusting sexual comments.
I think he hung up.
He might have.
Yeah, I think he did. All right, we're going to call the grandpa for rent so Cactus will shut up.
And after that, we'll do another Motel 6. These things are gold, dude.
I want to go back to the last night.
The original one? Yeah.
And do room 114. No. I have no idea. Well,
one of them was the first call we did, like the dude who'd completely flipped out.
Oh, dude, that guy was the family. The guy was like whispering. He's like,
"Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 727.
Ooh, just got the area code, everybody. So, shut up.
So that limits the possibility space just a little bit, but it's still enormous, so good luck.
Yes. Okay. We're calling the original one back. We're going to room 114. And they need to get the fuck out. They need to get the fuck out of my hotel right now. Somebody's bound to answer. This is the front desk. Yep, nobody's doing a show. Just tune off. Don't listen to this. Nobody's doing a show. I gotta go in like 35 minutes, 40. Still waiting for Brad to tweet.
Still waiting for Brad to take over the stream and do a goddamn Four Loko show, you son of a bitch.
I was just talking to my brown Mexican funniest elf friend, my black friend, and an Asian, all in the same day. Do not fuck with me, fool. That's literally what she said. Do not fuck with me because I talk to black guys. I don't understand.
She's white English.
Oh, yeah, that was just the one that I was talking about.
And she's a female woman. / girl.
You can call Motel 6.
Hi, can be friends.
God damn it. Excuse me?
114.
114,
what's that,
please?
Yeah.
They don't even care, dude. You could probably just tell them, yeah, I want to prank this room.
Let's do it.
They're like, oh, all right, you're good.
Yes?
Hello, this is John Holland, and I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes?
How are you doing tonight, ma'am? Is there any problems with the
room? I don't think too well.
I don't think too well. Obviously, she doesn't. She hung up on John. All right, let's go to a different room. I just want to harass her a little bit. She hung up on John fucking Holloman. Nobody does. You don't do that. You hung up on John Holloman. Yeah, give us feedback. You guys like this kind of shit? Or just think of random stuff to do? Or
thank you for calling my topic.
114, please.
Oh, shit, we just went there.
It's like, I mean 112. Fuck.
Oh, well.
She might not pick up this time.
Old as in. Hey, bitch. Fuck you, Ken. You don't hang up on John Holloman. I'm a rogue motherfucker.
Hello, this is Eric Monroe speaking. I'm sorry I'm not in my room right now.
You are being transferred to a guest.
Yeah, call her a bitch and then we'll insult her.
This is 111.
Alright. We have like an hour and a half.
Go. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Who?
Sir?
Yeah?
Is this room 111?
Yes.
Alright, I'm going to need you to verify the name and the first and last name on that. This is actually Ron Newman. I'm up at the front desk.
Ron Newman.
Yep, for...
we'll be up there right now, actually, okay?
Well, sir, there's no need for that. We just need to discuss...
No, it's alright, sir. We'll be up there right now, actually, okay?
Well, sir...
Thank you very much.
Sir, how
we'll be
up
there.
Inside
thank
your
wife's
you. Vagina?
Well, let's call that motel back.
Yeah, definitely.
And be like, I'd like to prank some of your guests. What? Room 1, we'll go with 120 this time.
Also, I just want to point out that Brad Carter is a big jerk.
Yeah, he's a big jerk.
He's a big jerk. Brad Carter's trying to feed his hamster.
Hi, I'd like to prank one of your guests. We'll go room 120 this time.
120?
Yeah.
There's no one in room 120.
Oh, I said 121.
120, there's no one in 121.
115,
what,
then.
Yeah.
What room?
115.
And do you know the last name of the guest that's staying here?
No, I'm afraid not, but it's sort of a family emergency. I really need to get through.
Okay, let me try to transfer you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How the fuck does that work? It's a family emergency, but I don't know the last name.
Oh, my
name.
God.
How does that work?
These people.
Yeah, this trench can be the biggest room, pal.
Hi, you have reached Amy's room.
You are being transferred to a guest.
This is 112.
Oh, Horace, that's a good idea. We tapped their phone and they're suspected of running drugs or a brothel.
Hi, you reached Curtis and Loretta. Leave a message.
We can't.
You are being transferred to.
All right, give it a couple seconds.
Okay.
You are being transferred to 3.
Give it a second.
That extension is not valid. Please wait. You are being transferred to a guest.
There we go.
You want to take this one?
Hello?
Hi, this is John Hallman. I'm calling from the front desk.
You're not pulling that on me again. Bye.
Why not, man? Why not, man? I think it's funny.
We already did 113. Let's try right. again.
We'll go
110 this time. Call the same.
We'll, yeah, we'll be like, all right, we'll go with 110 this time. You're like, can I have a last name? No, but it's a family emergency. I don't know the last name of my family member.
Their parents are dead.
Their parents are dead. We just need to inform them over the phone that their parents are dead.
We're at 44 listeners, by the way.
I had to go in like 20 minutes, so I feel bad for all these people. Think.
You son of a bitch.
No, I'll be on later tonight if there's no show.
And we had some really good calls.
Dude, we had so many good calls last night.
Even tonight, though, we did well.
Yeah, we had some good ones. Dealing with all these people.
Motel 6.
Hi, can I be transferred to room 110?
110?
Yes.
1 second, please.
Okay, thank you. Anger shit. Anger shit. I was dying at this voicemail last night. This is the one where you're like, this is Ron Newman? Can you...
Begin speaking after the tone.
Thank you for calling Motel 6, San Jose.
You are being transferred to a guest.
This is 118.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Motel 6 is awesome. I can't even believe this shit.
Yeah.
Like, nobody at the front desk cares. Nope. You can just transfer to anyone.
Hi, you've reached me. Leave your name, message, and phone number. I'll get back to you.
You are being transferred to a guest.
And they're all the same. Like, they all operate on the exact same shit.
Yep. They're very similar to each other.
Yes. Go lower next time around, like 109.
105. See how low it goes.
True.
It's a great idea, phone ringer.
If you'd like to change.
Let's get Nono to freak out on us again.
A guest.
This is 105.
Okay.
Do you want to take it?
Shit.
Hello.
Hello, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but the person you want to talk to, she's in the shower.
Why?
She's in the shower.
Well, who is it that I want to talk? I just want to speak to somebody in the room.
Ma'am, it's kind of an urgent matter. We're up at the front desk. My name is Ron Newman. This cannot wait.
Okay.
You need to pull her out of the shower.
Pardon?
Could you get her out of the shower?
Okay. Just a minute.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. My idea is be like, you can't take a shower anymore because the shower does random spurts of really hot water that'll burn the shit out of you.
I think we should accuse them of something again, though.
Okay, I like that idea, too.
Because, I mean, it works. Like, it gets them so pissed every single time. It's like...
We'll charge them. Charge them $100.
Oh, yeah, and the credit card charge always works, too.
Oh, totally. The shower was too loud. She was masturbating in the shower too loud.
And I'll let you talk. I thought we were going to lose it for a sec.
Oh, no worries.
I panicked.
No, it's all good, man. Feel free to jump in. Okay.
Oh, Cactus has a pretty good idea. Snoop Dogg,
hello?
Right?
Hello? This is John Holloman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes?
You were just taking a shower, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, we just got a complaint about 2 minutes ago. How long have you been in the shower?
Why?
Well, we got a complaint about 2 minutes ago that there was some loud sex noises going on.
No, not in our room.
Well, ma'am, ma'am,
is this room 105?
I'm in room 105, yes.
Ma'am, unfortunately, because of that noise violation, we do have to charge you an extra $100.
Who are you trying to kid? I'm serious.
Ma'am, we're not kidding anybody right now.
Ma'am, it's my name's Ron Newman. I'm up at the front desk.
And I'm John Holloman. I'm the supervisor.
This is not a joke.
I'm going to go up there right now.
Well, ma'am, please
put on some clothes beforehand. We don't want to see your saggy
titties. Come out here naked. I want to see those floppy titties.
She's getting dressed with a vengeance right now.
Yeah, you know it is. All right, let's call it back. We want to go to room 105, please.
Go for 104 this time.
All right.
Let's just keep trying lower.
Okay. Let's try to just create chaos.
Dude, I have to piss so badly right now.
My phone died. I'm all set. Because I can't read her Twitter anymore. Somebody link me into Michelle's Twitter so I can continually read it.
I'm going to be right back. I really got to piss, dude. This is no joke at this point.
Okay. Don't pee yourself. Oh, my search history already knows who Michelle is. Okay, Brad, she's wrong. Okay, she said, okay, Brad Carter is nice and took that video down. He okay. Should I tweet her back and be like, no, he's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. You know, you should probably tweet him back. Bad person. All that good stuff. Damn, that's a good idea. Carrot Top requested your shower? Oh, I get it from that. Oh, no. I'm not going to copy Brad. Stupid Brad. He doesn't have any original ideas. TV. I'm going to tweet her back and say no, it's not. Brad Carter and his friends on YouTube, okay? Oh, Michelle? Yeah, I'll probably get it in. Actually, that freaky type. The really freaky ones, you know? Nothing wrong with that. Hi, can I be transferred to room 104, please?
104?
Yeah.
1 second.
Okay. Thank you. Apparently, Brad. I just don't believe it. Michelle, I love you. I'm Eddie. Just kidding. I'm John fucking Holloman. And I escaped from Alcatraz.
The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time. Begin speaking after the tone. You are being transferred to 6.
Oh, damn it. I screwed it up. 104 is not there. Try 101.
You are being transferred to 101.
Apparently there's nobody in that room either.
I think that might be the front desk. It's like, probably not. That doesn't make any sense.
That extension is not valid. You are being transferred to 102.
I think we have to wait out. A mile?
You are being transferred to the operator.
Fuck.
Sam's got Motel 6.
103, please.
Can I get the last in?
No, but it's sort of a family emergency. I really need to be put through.
I know, but you've been calling and I've been transferring you to a bunch of rooms. So I need to get a last name in order to transfer you.
No, that's untrue.
The first time I've called in. I don't know what you're talking about, but I really need to get through.
You don't know the last name?
Ma'am, I'm not a member of the family, but it's a family emergency. I really need to get through right now.
Okay, 1 second.
Thank you. Oh my god.
Wolves for banging chicks? Is that a joke?
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time. Begin speaking after the tone. Then... You are being transferred to...
Yeah, whoever put that. Captain Rusty, there are no rules.
You are being transferred to 3.
Yeah, Roy, my ex almost hit me.
That extension is not valid. Please
almost
try again.
Prevented me. She saw my car.
You are being transferred to...
At a red light. And I saw this car almost hit me. I was like, damn, that was close. Next thing I know, I'm like, oh shit, that was my crazy fucking ex. Made
this
up cancer.
This is 123, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Or 121, rather.
I got 10 minutes left, and then I gotta go.
I'm sorry, but no one is available to take your call. Just a moment, please. You are being transferred. You are being transferred to a guest.
119.
Hello?
Ma'am?
Hello?
Is this room 119?
Yes.
Yeah, ma'am, this is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the front office.
Who?
Ron Newman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there have been several complaints from the guests surrounding you. They said that it smells like you guys have been smoking drugs in your room. Marijuana, in particular, was the one that they had smelled, as well as methamphetamine. We sent several of our staff members up there to check it out, and they agreed that the smells coming from the room are consistent with drug use. So we're actually going to have to ask you to leave the motel at this point.
What?
Yeah, you've been smoking drugs in your room, and you're going to have to leave the motel.
You come to my room? Because no, we have not.
Ma'am, it's not a question of us coming to your room or not. We understand what things smell like, and what your room smells like is definitely marijuana.
So, Ron, I don't mean to jump in. This is John Holloman. I'm his supervisor. Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Ma'am.
They said we've been smoking marijuana and methamphetamine.
Yeah. Ma'am, the other complaint was that there were some loud sex noises going on there.
Loud sex noises?
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Methamphetamine has a tendency to increase the sex drive and lower inhibitions.
Oh, this is a fucking joke, right?
No, ma'am.
You fuckers are fucking playing with me. Who is this?
Ma'am, no. we're at the front desk. This is security. We need you to get out of our motel immediately.
When she answered, it sounded like she was getting boffed. I swear to God.
They were probably all methed out having anal sex.
Yeah. That's why when you started talking, I was like, holy shit, say she's getting boffed.
We should have time for one more. Do you want to try a different motel, though? This lady's really starting to catch on.
No, let's fuck with her one more time.
Do you want to take this one? Because I asked, the last five.
Yeah. Oh, room 117. Hi, can I be transferred to room 117?
1 second, please.
Okay.
Oh my god. These people are beyond stupid. This isn't even social engineering at this point. This is like Mike Tyson punching a baby and calling it a fight.
These people are so... God. I've been really mean to Roy today. I've been a dick to Roy today.
Hello, this is Martha. If you'd like to change...
You are being transferred to a guest.
This is 108.
I guess Brad Carter is nice because he took that video down. You okay, I knew it.
We love you, Brad Carter. You're the pranks king.
I feel like they're actually, getting fucked in that room.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach, you are being transferred to a guest.
Who's she tweeting about?
106.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes?
Yeah, this is Ron Newman calling you from the front desk.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had several noise complaints regarding your room from our other guests tonight.
There's the wrong room, man. I've been sleeping.
No, sir, I'm afraid not. We've sent several of our employees up there to check on your room. And
you're calling 106.
Yes.
I'm downstairs, like two doors down from the.
Yeah, I understand, sir. The thing is, a couple of our guests have complained that there's been angry sex noise.
Seriously, dude, is this a prank call?
No, sir, I'm afraid not. This is
you're
Ron
calling
Newman.
The wrong room.
No, sir, I'm afraid not. We have cameras in the.
Please
rooms.
Come over. Please come over,
sir. Come down to the front desk, and we'll discuss this further. But we are going to have to ask you to get the fuck out of our, son of a bitch.
Oh, damn.
We have
all
5 minutes.
I do have 5 minutes. But then I have to fucking go.
All right, guys, we'll give you one more.
One
John,
more.
Take this one from top to bottom, or from bottom to top.
Do you want to do that one, or do you want to do another one?
I don't care. It's your call, dude. This is your call.
We'll do that one. I got one more time. What was that one that we pulled the lady out of the shower?
I don't recall.
106, I think. Let's go with it.
Wow. We're peaking at 47 listeners right now.
Wow. Pretty good.
Yeah,
all right, guys, give us some feedback. Do you like the show tonight? Should we keep doing this on Thursday nights?
How do we do, guys? We're going to move to Thursday nights on a regular thing if you guys are down with this.
Yeah.
It's going to be called Thursday Night Science.
Yeah. Or how did phone users say it? Shits and Giggles. The Shits and Giggles Show. We'll call it the Shits and Giggles Show. No, there's a 121. I called it last night, and there were kids there. All right, so I'm guessing that based on the note, that we will have a show again, because I like to just... Yeah, call it the Brad is a Jerk Show. Fuck it, we're gonna prank call him. Oh shit, what'd I do?
You're from 106.
Hi, I need to be transferred to room 106.
And can I get the last name?
No, ma'am, I'm afraid not. It's a family emergency. I'm not a part of the family.
I'm sorry, I keep transferring you to different rooms
well,
and
ma'am,
different people.
We've been trying
to
prank
to
call
me.
Your. We've been prank calling your customers all night. I mean, why do you keep transferring us? Are you stupid?
No, I'm not.
Do you just not
but
care?
But the thing is that if you can't give me the last name,
ma'am,
I cannot transfer you.
We haven't known any of the people that we've called tonight. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I do understand. That's
has
why
anybody
I've been
come down to the front desk?
Because
we've been saying horrible things to your customers.
That's why I've been transferring you to empty rooms.
No, you haven't. We've been talking to
yes,
customers.
I have.
Listen, ma'am, when the voicemail picks up, if you enter an extension, it puts you right through to that room. We've talked to like 8 customers tonight, you dumbass.
And do you want me to call the police so they could track the call?
No, don't call the police. I mean, it doesn't work.
Because I could do that. If
ma'am,
you keep bugging,
ma'am,
if you
we'll
keep bugging,
up.
I will call the police.
Ma'am, but I'm saying, it's hilarious. I can't believe that you've been party to this. Oh, let's try another one.
No, I have to go, goddammit.
Oh, yeah, it's almost midnight.
Okay. I know. I'm not pranking anyone or everyone. Are you stupid? No, I'm not. I need a last name.
All right, guys. Ice Goose has to go.
I need to go pick up my Madre. If nobody's doing a show tonight, I'll be on later.
Yeah,
and
we'll resume this later if somebody else doesn't take over the stream. Brad, we're looking at you.
Yeah, solely. Yeah. Yep. All right, guys. I will be on later. Yeah, she's pretty dumb.
Yeah, she is.
All right, guys, we need to think of a name. I think we're going to start doing these on Thursday nights at some time. That I'll probably start posting at some point in my life. Eat shit, Ken. I love you. No, let's not call Michelle ever again. No, that's a bad idea. I'm hanging up, to be honest.
Yep,
all right,
I'll
so I'll talk to
you later.
All right, bye.
What are we really made of? Dig deep inside the atom and you'll find tiny particles held together by invisible forces. Everything is made up of tiny packets of energy born in cosmic furnaces. The atoms that we're made of have negatively charged electrons whirling around a big bulky nucleus.